Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about how the Spirit of God comes to reveal Christ to us and in us in our inward man. This is Christianity, my friend. Christ in us and us in Christ. Now this week we're going to look at the opposite of Christ, and that is the Antichrist. No, not against Christ, what the word anti can mean, but another Christ. You know, it would make sense if we are not walking in the Spirit and with Christ is not in us, that anything and everything that we do is against Christ by that rebellious relationship. We would say that would be Antichrist. But John writes in 1 John 4 and 3, and every spirit that confesses not Jesus, you know, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whether it have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Now, let us note something very essential here. In verses 1 and 2 of 1 John 4, we read what the Spirit of God will confess and what the Spirit of God will do. But did you notice that in verse 3 that John does not mention anything at all that the spirit of the Antichrist will do? All that John mentions is what the spirit of Antichrist will not, repeat, not do. John tells us only what the spirit of Antichrist will omit. The spirit of Antichrist will not, repeat, not do what the spirit of God will do, and that is confess and reveal Christ. But the spirit of Antichrist will do anything necessary, or preach also the substitute, that which will omit this reality, especially blind people to the reality of Christ in them. Wow. So this tells us what is not, repeat, not preached is as important as what is preached. So if Christ in us, that is Jesus having come in the flesh, our second test of truth, is not, repeat, not being revealed, thus it is not central to either a person's life or a church's life, then the spirit of Antichrist, believe it or not, is alive and well and working in that person or in that church. The omission of this core reality is a sufficient identifying mark that the Antichrist is at work. Wow, wow, wow. How many understand that the Antichrist blinds? Now, I'm not talking about the Antichrist that we see in the book of Revelation, that everyone seems to be so spellbound wondering if he's alive now and how he will do his magic. Oh, no. I am talking about the spirit that is operating in the world now. The term itself suggests that that's a possibility. Antichrist means instead of Christ or against, and so as a primary device of the enemy, have that be Satan and man, is to preach anything but Christ in us and us in Christ as the substitute. Did you get that, my friend? To preach anything. That means anything instead of Christ in us. You name it. The church is full of useless sermons, not messages from God, without any power. The message of the New Testament in Romans and Hebrews and Colossians and Galatians and all of the other Pauline epistles is this: Christ in us and us in Christ. And for us to preach anything else, I hope you're sitting down, my friend, that is Antichrist. Anything else is a substitute to what we must preach and what we must learn to have that spiritual growth and development in our life. Oh, my friend, spiritual growth comes not by self-help sermons or denominational speeches to get people on board to project some kind of project or what the denomination wants to do, like feeding the poor or church planting or maybe building a church building program. They say the fastest way to build a congregation is start a missions or a church building program. I've seen that over the years. something for the people to do, something that the people can sink their teeth in, and something that the people can see some progress in accomplishing. And oh, but no, friend, my friend, that is not the way that God does things. God is looking for in us not to do things for Him as much as He wants us to become something in Him. Let me say that again. God doesn't want us to do things for Him. He wants us to become something in Him. And when we preach something other than Christ in us, the substitute will blind believers and most assuredly Christians to the real truth. Now open up your spirit here, my friend. Even though there are millions of Christian people who do not necessarily believe horrible error, there are still millions of Christians that are blinded to the truth of the Word of God. But that is the setup for real deception, because if we do not know Christ, and I mean really know Christ, then there will ultimately be no standard against evil. Now, here is my point. Where Christ is not realized, the enemy, had that be Satan or man, can easily fill that void in which is nothing but darkness. Let me say that again. Where Christ is not realized, the enemy, that be Satan or man, can easily fill that void with which is of darkness. Now, read again 1 John 4 and 3. It says, every spirit, it does not say every demonic spirit, it says every spirit that confesses not Jesus having come in the flesh is not of God. That would be any and every person, every organization, every movement, every nation, you name it, that confesses not Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God, but of the Antichrist. Just turn on your TV or go to social media and see all of those that rail against the things of God. Well, guess what? They are of the Antichrist. They're Antichrist. All of the churches and denominations that teach Christ had not been born of a virgin baby, and as the Bible teaches, guess what? They're all Antichrist. That's right. Antichrist. Now, if they are wrong on that point, then they will be wrong on many, many other points. They are double-minded and they are unstable. James writes in James 1 and 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Not just some, but all. Now, when the Bible uses the terms like all or every, it means just that. All means all, not just some or a few, but all means everyone that is to be counted. Wow. Let us talk a little more about what John means by the Spirit. Certainly included in what he means is the spiritual environment that is governing a church. It is either the presence of Christ in the people. Yes, that is what God is looking for. Is this a reality? The knowing of Him in an inward way? Yes, of course. Wow. Well, read the New Testament. That is what governs a church, and that's the Spirit of God in the people and them coming to know God. Wow. And where this is absent, what is governing the church? Well, maybe it's theology, or maybe it's some kind of religious folks focus on church life, like the new concept today. I don't know if you heard of the new concept today of the church from the seeker sensitive movement is that, today where the church is a family as a society and as an institution. Wow. Well, that's not what God looks and calls the church. God calls the church His body. You don't hear people talk about the body of Christ. You hear them talk about the church. Well, it's not about the church. The word church just means ecclesias or called out group of people. Paul always referred to the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not a society. It's a living, breathing expression of Jesus Christ on earth. And Christianity is the basis for that. And Christianity is Christ in us and us in Christ. And Christ being formed in us, Galatians 4:19. if this is not your experience, if this is not what is preached in your church, then my friend, I would recommend that you get and grab your family and run out of that church as fast as you can. Because believe it or not, any church that has not preached Christ in us and us in Christ is Antichrist. God bless. Have a great weekend, a great week, and we will talk to you all next week. Amen.